Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musing Podcast, entitled Ginkgo, a Colossal Fossil, written by George and Becky Lowe Miller. No tree has been around for as long as the ginkgo. Charles Darwin called it a living fossil, and indeed, fossil evidence shows that it grew on many parts of Earth more than 230 million years ago, or about when the dinosaurs were evolving. Long thought to be extinct, Ginkgo biloba was discovered growing in a remote area of China in the early 1700s. It was introduced to America in 1784. Ginkgo is also known as the maidenhair tree because its fan-shaped leaves resemble the fronds of the maidenhair fern. Grouped in clusters of 3 to 5, the leaves, bright green on both sides, flutter with the slightest breeze. Fall foliage is a magnificent pumpkin yellow. Unlike other deciduous trees, ginkgos drop their leaves almost all at once with the first frost, leaving a rich golden carpet on the ground. Rather slow growing, ginkgo has a puny or scraggly appearance when young, but matures into a towering, symmetrical shade tree that can reach to over 100 feet in height and live to be 1,000 years old. Ginkgo is considered an ideal choice for the home landscape or for street planting because it grows even in the porous soil, is resistant to road salt, and has few natural predators. Its coarse brown bark, distinctive foliage, and unique winter silhouette makes it a most attractive specimen all year long. When choosing a ginkgo to plant, buy a male tree. Female trees produce a messy, orange, plum-shaped fruit that is hard to clean up and has an unpleasant odor. However, the triangular, crunchy nut within the fruit is edible. Identifying a female ginkgo isn't always easy, because some trees have been known to wait 20 to 45 years before they set fruit. They can do this even without the presence of a male tree. The Chinese have known about the medicinal value of ginkgo for thousands of years. Extracts from ginkgo leaves show promise in treating dementia, ringing ears, and certain problems with leg circulation, and may be able to slow the aging process. Perhaps if the dinosaurs had discovered the ginkgo, they'd still be around.